You are listening to the podcast, Erotica with Kelly Clark.
Once they entered the bedroom, my wife was thrilled with that atmosphere. I had told her, "Enjoy my dear sexy." She gave me a naughty smile and blushed. From here, I am narrating in her words. Once Anil, my husband, said to us, "All the best to both of you," Vamsi closed the door and locked it from inside. He put on the AC and kept the temperature at 16 degrees Celsius. In Hyderabad, the climate is too hot. Of course our bodies also were hot. So he had kept the AC on a low temperature. He looked into my eyes with lust and excitement. The more he looked into my eyes, the more I blushed and I became very shy. But deep inside, I was also very excited for the upcoming memorable moments. He came towards me, and my heartbeat became very fast. I remember I was not so much thrilled when I had my first night with my hubby. I really don't why it was so. He came in front of me, and then he asked, "Shall we start now, Madhavi, or shall we chit-chat for a while and then start?" I was not in a position to answer anything because of my lust. He said, "Just sit on the bed, my sexy darling." I was standing near the bed and looking down and was not doing anything. He came near me, kept his hands on my shoulder. Then he said, "Relax, my dear sweetie. We will start very slowly as we have a lot of time to enjoy." I looked into his eyes. I was very happy about him because of his understanding and caring nature. I sat on the bed, and he too came and sat beside me. He took my right hand and with his hands started rubbing it gently. He was asking me general questions about shopping and hobbies and blah blah blah. I could not give a proper answer as my heartbeat was racing due to all this excitement. Suddenly, he kissed my hand. I was taken aback and pulled my hand away. It was like a lightning going through my body because of his kiss. Then he said, "I love you so much, Madhu. I am totally in love with your beauty and your charming behavior." I laughed and said, "Me too, my dear Vamsi." After my positive reply, he was excited and gave me a kiss on my lips. I did not open my lips to him. He kissed and was tasting my lips with his tongue. My lips are shivering and my eyes became red. My legs are shivering. Slowly, his hands began rubbing my boobs. I was slowly melting with his kissing skills. I opened my mouth and gave access to his tongue. I then gave back a lustful kiss. I hugged him tightly and bit his lower lips very hard. He grabbed my ass. Both of us laughed. He said, "Darling, I know that you have a lot of sexual desires and you are kinky in bed." I did not give any reply to him. He felt it was a green signal. He told me to lie in Thebed. I did. He came near me and kissed my lips and we hugged each other very tight. He was slowly kissing my neck and ears. I was already wet inside due to his acts. Slowly, he removed my palu and was watching my 34 boobs over the pink-colored jacket. Then he was rubbing my boobs and looking into my eyes. I covered my eyes with my hands to hide my shyness and lust. He removed my hands and kissed me on my lips. We exchanged our saliva. We kissed like that for 15 minutes. It was the longest kiss in my sexual life. I removed his t-shirt. He has nice hair on his chest. I hugged him and began kissing his neck and then on his chest. While I was giving the kiss on his chest, his tool became very hard. He took my hand and kept it on his tool. It was very hard. Slowly, I was running my hand on his pants. He was busy with my boobs. He was trying to open my blouse. He managed to open two hooks but was not able to open the remaining hooks. I helped him to remove all the hooks. Then, he opened my blouse. I was wearing a pink bra. It was a lingerie set. It was not covered fully. He kissed my boobs over the bra and became excited. He hugged me and opened the bra hooks. He removed my bra from my body. I became very shy. He kissed my nude boobs and started sucking my nipples one by one. I was on cloud nine. He was very amazing with his lustful acts. I was rubbing his head on my boobs to do it even harder. My nipples have become very hard and reddish with his tongue and teeth pulling and biting them. He then removed my siri completely. Now I was lying on the bed in my pink-colored matching panty. He was so excited to see my almost nude body. He said in my ear, 2 days also are not enough for me to enjoy your body. Please dear, stay here for a few more days. I pinched his shoulder and said, Vamsi, we have 2 days now. We will use it to the maximum. Later, we can do it if we want more, then we can plan for the next time. He begged me again. I closed his mouth with my lips and gave him a long kiss. He was kissing all over my body. Slowly, he began kissing my thighs. And then he kissed my pussy over the wet panty. It was like a current shock that passed through my pussy. My legs are shivering. Suddenly, he stopped and stood up. I understood that he wants to remove his pants. I opened the button and zip. I helped him to remove his pant. His tool became very hard and was not able to stay in his innards. I pinched his tool. We laughed. He asked, Madhu, do you like to give blowjobs? I looked into his eyes and gave a bold statement, I will do all things to get all other things. He was overjoyed and stood beside the bed. Slowly, I began kissing him from his lips, neck, chest, belly, and then stopped on his innards. I looked again into his eyes. His eyes were pleading with me to become naughty. I used my teeth to open his innards. I removed his innards slowly and his tool became free and came out with full erection. He then completely removed his innards. He was standing nude before me. It was the first time that I was looking at a man without his clothes other than my husband. But I was shocked to see his size. He was having a tool of 7-8 inches in length. I was looking at his tool with wide-opened eyes. I couldn't control it. I gave a kiss on his tool. He moaned, Madhu.youf. It was very hard and hot. Slowly, I took the tip of his tool and began sucking it. He was forcing me to take the full length in my mouth, but it was very difficult to take it in completely. I was trying my best to show him my skills on his fully erected tool. I was using both my lips and tongue on his dick. He was moaning like anything with each act of mine. I stopped in between and looked at his balls. I think it was filled with a huge amount of liquid. I kissed his balls. He moaned, Madhu.youf.haha. I was giving my best to him. Actually, my husband always told me that I was a blowjob queen. So I was doing what I knew to satisfy a man. I was taking his tool into my mouth as much as possible and licking the tip with my tongue. I was using my hand and lips together. Soon, the guy's dick was fully erected. I asked him the size of his tool and he said, it has become 8 inches with your beautiful sucking and blowjob. I was a bit worried. How will such a big tool go inside my pussy? My husband had only half of this size. Then the guy told me to just lie on the bed. I meekly obeyed him. He immediately removed my wet panty. I became nude in front of a man, other than my husband for the first time. He was looking at my wet pussy with lustful eyes. I covered my pussy with my hands. He removed my hands and kissed me on my fully shaved pussy. Before coming to his guest house, I had shaved the pussy. He was kissing there with passion. I felt shivering in my body with his acts on my pussy. He was using his tongue to go deeper. Oh God, what skills .youf. I started moaning loudly. Maybe my moans could clearly be heard by my hubby now. The loud moans were coming out of my mouth. Vamsi was doing a superb with his tongue. I was releasing more and more liquids with his tongue acts. He was drinking each and every drop of my liquid. Vamsi, please stop. Come on me. Please enter inside me, I was pleading with him. But he did not stop and continued his deep licking. I was not able to control anymore. I stopped him forcefully. I hugged him with lots of affection and lust. I kissed him like mad. Our bodies became very hot and very high on lust. He looked into my eyes and asked, shall we? I told him, please nakoma.enter me. He laughed. I told him to use protection. But he did not want to use it. But I insisted that he should use it. So, he took out a packet of condoms and told me to open it. It was the first time that I asked using a condom in my life. I and my hubby didn't use it ever. Once I opened the packet, he told me to roll it on his tool. I told him that I don't know how to roll it on the dick. He showed me how to roll on his dick. I rolled and kissed his dick. He came on me and kissed me. Madhu, this is the best moment of my life, dear. I will never forget this till my last breath. I hugged him very tightly and whispered in his ear, I am all yours, dear. Do what you want. He kissed me very passionately. Then he was trying to enter into my pussy. It went half in easily because of all my liquids flowing out and the wetness of my pussy. Then it was paining when he tried to go further. He removed his tool and pushed it again with a slow jerk. It went in a little further. I started crying with sweet pain. My hands were on his buttocks. He was pumping slowly to go deeper inside. Each jerk was making my body shiver. I was hugging, kissing, and biting him with full lust. He then pushed further inside. I cried loudly and moaned. Then he went to the maximum depth inside my pussy. It had gone deeper and reached where it had not been touched by anyone else. Yes, it was true. It went deep inside my pussy. And it was a sweet pain. He was giving shots with rough jerks. My body became very excited with his fucking skills. He did this for 30 minutes and then he said that was going to come. Meanwhile, I had released all my lot liquids. The guy was still giving very hard shots and I was enjoying it. Finally, he released a huge amount of liquid. We are kissing like anything. I hugged him very tightly. He kissed on my lips. His dick was still inside my pussy. Slowly, he removed his dick from my pussy. I sat on the bed and saw a huge spot of liquid on the bed. Then I went to the washroom to clean myself. He also came to the washroom. We cleaned ourselves. He hugged and told each other that we had the best moment of our lives. I told him that I want more moments like this. He told me that if I wish and want it, it will happen. We came to the bedroom and he hugged me again. I told him, not now, dear. We will do in the night. Then we dressed. I was in my nightie, half length, without my inner.
Support our podcast on patreon.com/kellyclark and access the hidden content awaiting for you.